Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and very first today, we want to tell you that this week on Mormon Channel, we have a new episode of His Grace, that series His Grace on Mormon Channel. So be sure to check out that powerful video in a few days to see how one woman leans on God during a time of loss. But today we have a guest in studio. Danny Hayes is the producer for a new radio series on Mormon Channel called Here to Help. Hi, Danny.
Hi, good to be here.
And Danny used to be the producer behind Mormon Channel Daily, so she's a familiar behind the scenes
presence. Oh, it's funny to be
here
on microphone now.
Yes, on a different side of things. So first, just tell me about this series, Here to Help, and how you kind of came up with the concept.
First, I loved radio, and I love the different ways you could work with radio. And then we had this idea to make something about service. Here to Help is an audio documentary about different service projects. So when you listen to it, the goal in the audio aspect is to make the listener feel like they're at the service project. And I love it because you get to play around like with music, with audio, with the sound when you're there, with the interviews, and it's really cool. So Here to Help, it just each episode takes a service project, a group of people or a person, something. It's quite broad of the service projects that are involved, and we just tell the story of what happened in hopes that it'll inspire people to do service on their own.
Do you feel like you've accomplished that when you're listening to it, you've been sort of transported to this service project and you're sitting in the middle of it?
Yeah, I do, because the few that I've done so far, the beginnings, you're like, I think you're completely sucked in to the moment of the service project. And I think it's cool because once when you get those headphones in, it's probably best to listen with headphones. So it's like 360 degrees all around you. And you really feel like you're there. And it's so cool. So I love radio in that way. So I'm glad that I get to do a radio show in that style.
So where has this series taken you so far?
The very first one, we went up to Huntsville, Utah. There's this girl who has this giant charity garage sale. And this is the very first episode that will air to kick off the series. And she is in her upper 20s now, but she started this garage sale when she was 13 to help out a family friend to earn money. They've done it every single year. I think this is the 16th year that they've been doing it. And they've earned over $100,000. And all of it goes to charity. And I loved the idea of this because it started just this little girl. She just did this one garage sale and that's all she really planned. But then it just snowballed into this huge thing that it's impacted tons of people. This large community event now. And it's really cool to see. And I thought that was the perfect idea to start with, to show how one little act of service can snowball into something huge that kind of like takes a life of its own. And that's how kind of she describes it. So we go there, we're in the garage sale, and then we find out lots of cool stories because there's tons of people there. And then I actually just got back from a trip from Mexico this last week. We love this story because this woman, she's a retired kindergarten teacher, and she, her job now is to work with a hospital down in Mexico. And while she was touring some orphanages, she saw this one. She kind of felt drawn to this one orphanage that needed her help. And so she's taken on her own to help this orphanage. So her job now with the hospital, all her money goes into the orphanage. And she just feels like that's her thing because she's retired. She has the means to do it. And so all the money goes there. I remember she said that she prayed that she would get some help in this because the orphanage needed a lot of work. And so different couples, they heard about it and wanted to join them. So I went down there with a group of about 10 people and we redid the girls' dorm. There's a huge checklist that they have. They're going to keep going back every couple of months to fix up this. And so it's cool to go there and be right in the midst of the orphanage, do interviews with the audio. And it was so cute because the kids, whenever they'd see my microphone, my headphones, they grab it and then they'd start singing in it. And well, yeah, it's just fun. So those were my two big projects so far, but we've got tons coming up.
Why service? Why center this whole thing around service rather than another topic? Because there are a million different topics you could have gone with.
Service is kind of catching. You hear of service, you hear a story, how it touched someone's life, or then you do a little service, you want to do more. We are here to help others, and in return, we're blessed with that. And I think if we get in this pattern of having a service-oriented life, then it's full of happiness and full of helping people, meeting new people, helping the children of God. And just for it to be an audio documentary, it was perfect to let people be in there, even with just listening to it, so they can be inspired to do service on their own. Because there's so much that just one person can do. And I think with this show, it can inspire people to say, like, oh, I could do this. It's not that hard. just a little thing a day every week, you know, the consistency. So maybe give people some ideas.
Is that the main thing that you hope people take away from it, just inspiring them to take on acts of service?
Yeah, that's really the main thing, to inspire people to do service, because it really, when you do service, I can't think of anyone saying that they feel worse after a service opportunity. You know, it brings happiness to the whole group. And when I was down in Mexico at the orphanage, like, I left feeling so loved and so happy. When you are done with service, you feel like you've been blessed more than you've blessed other people. And it's perfect how it works out. And the world can definitely use more of that.
Well, the series is called Here to Help, and where can people find it?
It'll be on MormonChannel.org and on the 24/7 radio stream. If you search it on the Mormon Channel, you can look it up and listen to the podcast. If you have any ideas of service projects, you can email us at MormonChannel@LDSChurch.org. We'd love to hear about your different service projects.
Okay. Thank you so much to Danny Hayes.
Thanks.